the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
Hey guys, welcome back to episode 176 of the Golf Podcast, brought to you as always by Golficity. Today we're going to switch gears a bit. We're going to talk a little bit away from our typical instruction topics, and we're going to talk instead about ways to get a little bit more enjoyment out of your game. Because every golfer, I don't care how good you are, how long you've been playing, every golfer tends to get frustrated with their game once in a while. We're going to talk about how to get you over that hump. We also want to talk about and update you on the Golficity Virtual Open, which is now officially underway, but there's still plenty of time to get in there and join up. So we'll talk about how you can do that. But first, let me bring out to the show my partner in crime, Mike, who is traveling this week with his family, but he still made it onto the show. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, Frank, what's going on? Yes, it feels good to be away. I am up northeast at Kennebunkport, Maine, for some beach time with the family. You know, it's been a nice getaway, but this is actually refreshing to be able to break away tonight and, you know, talk golf. But here's the funny thing. We're staying in this amazing house that's right down the road from the beach, and across the street is the fifth hole. Like, literally, you go to the edge of the driveway, you walk across the street, and you walk right onto the tee box of the fifth hole. And I didn't bring my golf clubs because I couldn't fit them. You know, with all the baby strollers and everything we have working, you know, I just couldn't fit them. Every day I drive up there and I go for a walk or a bike ride, I just drive by the course. I see people playing. I'm extremely jealous. I mean, I call them. You can rent clubs. But, you know, hey, maybe it's just that not that kind of trip. You know, I'll make it more of a family trip. But listen, I don't have anything to complain about. You're the guy going through more than I am. So, hey, congratulations, new baby. I haven't been able to tell you that on the air here. So congrats. How's it going, man?
Dude, it's going awesome. You know, healthy, happy baby girl. I have not slept in about 2 weeks. I mean, forget playing golf. I have not picked up a club in about 3 weeks. But it you know, that's what it is. It is what it is. It's so funny. Like, I would literally forget like a 4-hour round. I would pay the greens fees at, I don't know, you know, Augusta just to take a 4-hour nap, you know, let alone play. Yep. But we'll be back on the horse. I'm going to try to get back out there this weekend because I want to get at least one just kind of practice round back in before we log our round for the Golficity Virtual Open, which you and I were scheduled to play that round a week from this Friday, which is also going to be another vlog episode. So make sure you check out our YouTube channel at Golficity. Subscribe to that because we've been trying to put a lot of the visual content on there too. And we're going to walk through our round. Now, obviously, we are like recusing ourselves from any of the prizes. We got awesome prizes, which I want to talk about in a second too, because Mike, the list has grown tremendously on the prizes. But yeah, everything is great. I would love to be getting a little bit more sleep, but really happy to have, you know, another daughter. My older daughter, she's 3 now. She is so excited. She just wants to be around the baby all the time. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, man. Well, congrats. And it's good to have you back. You talked about the Open. You talked about the prizes, which kind of leads me into our next topic. These guys at Atlas Premier, we've been talking about them for so long. And before we dive into the episode tonight, I just wanted to announce yet again, Frank, we did another giveaway in the Facebook group. And again, if you're not in this group, please join it. It's free. Go on Facebook, search groups, type in the Golf Podcast, and simply join. Every week we're giving away a killer prize pack. The one we just did was 4 articles of clothing from them, $230 prize pack. So it's really cool. Those guys are great. All you need to do to qualify for the weekly giveaway, again, join the Facebook group. These guys have been so great to our listeners by offering these amazing prize packs, including polo shirts, athletic t-shirts, golf hats, even 2-piece magnetic ball markers. They have everything, apparel, all the way to accessories, Frank.
Yeah, Mike, I'm loving how we stepped up our golf apparel game this summer with Atlas Premier gear. This stuff, it's truly top quality. It makes you stand out from the pack. And I know, like you said, the Facebook group, we've been getting a ton of great feedback from guys in the group who've been loving their new Atlas Premier golf hats, shirts, you name it. So our friends at Atlas Premier, show them some love. Check them out on Instagram and Twitter at @Atlas_Premier, or check them out at atlaspremier.com. And now's the time to rework your wardrobe, because these guys at Atlas have upped their exclusive discount for our listeners to an amazing 25% off your order with code GOLFPODCAST at checkout. But look, these guys are growing like wildfire. The deal is not going to last forever. Jump on it now. Take advantage of that 25% off. Stock up. Visit atlaspremier.com for more. Okay, Mike, so before we dive into the show and talk a little bit more about that open, I also want to talk about our friends over at Bear Mattress. Look, summer's finally here. It's hot out. Some of us, although we hate to admit it, we're getting older, our muscles hurt, you know, and we struggle with getting that solid night's sleep, especially me right now with a crying two-week-old. But what Bear's done is they've created this optimal cooling, recovery, and pain relief mattress so you can sleep better and perform your best every single day. So even if you're like me, you don't have much chance to sleep, when you do sleep, you're getting some high quality sleep, and you want to save your money. Stop spending the $3,000 to $4,000 on those so-called top of the line mattresses. It's unnecessary. Bear mattresses are eco-friendly, they're comfortable, they're supportive, and they're 7 times cooler than traditional foam at a fraction of the price.
Yeah, I mean, not only are these extremely comfortable, but get this, there isn't one mattress that the guys at Bear sell, no matter what size, over $1,000. I mean, that's fantastic. These guys at Bear Mattress, they're made here in the USA. They're sold online, shipped free right to your door. Take a chance on them. You have nothing to lose. You will get a 100 in-home trial. I'm sorry, 100 night in-home trial. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund 100% of your money. So check them out at Bear Mattress. That's BEARmattress.com today, and use the promo code, one word, GOLFPODCAST for $50 off your purchase.
Yeah. So Mike, let's talk really quickly about this Golficity Virtual Open. I know we talked about it a little bit leading up to this, but just a quick recap. If you're new to the show, for a long, long time, we've had a lot of listeners in the Facebook group, as well as emailing us all the time at podcast@golficity.com, and just saying they want to find a way for us to get together and have some sort of tournament where we could all play together. And Mike, you and I, we looked at it from every angle and we're like, logistically, how do we make this work? We've got guys all over the world listening to the show. So we said, could we break it up into some regional tournaments, whatever? And it was just, it never came to fruition. Then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we got introduced to the guys over at 18 Birdies and they're like, we got a solution for you guys. So we hopped on it. And 18 Birdies, if you haven't checked it out yet, it's a free app. It's an awesome golf app. It's got a lot of social sharing stuff. You can post your rounds. You can do things like that. But what we loved about it is that they have the ability to host a virtual open. And the way a virtual open works is very simple. You go on, again, 100% free. You download the app. You can do it for Android. You can do it for iOS, you know, Apple devices, whatever you want. It's 100% free. You go in, you find your home course. This thing has like ridiculous number of courses. I think it was like 18,000 courses, and they're adding new ones all the time. You join the tournament, you play around on your home course, and it's logged. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be using net scores. So you're going to enter your handicap, and that way it levels the playing field. I don't care if you're a brand new golfer or you're a scratch golfer, you're going to have a chance to win. So like I said, it's 100% free to open, 100% free to enter. Download that 18 Birdies app. You're going to see a spot where you can enter a tournament code. You enter tournament code 7172. And then, like I said, just play an 18-hole round on a golf course of your choosing. It's got to be par 70 or greater. And we're going to have that the net handicap in there. But here's the best part. And Mike, we just kind of updated this week. Tons of amazing prizes came in from all of these awesome sponsors we have on the show. We've got Atlas Premier donating a lot of big prizes. Bridgestone Golf, Arcos, Ruckit, Champ, Lampkin, Founders Club, 18 Birdies, Tech, Owen Brown. It just keeps going on and on. We've got range finders in there. Really cool stuff, Mike. This has really got me excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I know you and I are going to play our round, but here's the thing. It's 30 days long, right? We're doing July 15th to August 15th, and odds are we're going to play about, 3 to 5 rounds during that time period anyway. So why not just make one of them, you know, one of these for a chance to win some really cool prizes? I'm really excited to see how this shakes up. I know we have about 125 in there already, and it's just growing every single day.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're listening to this on August 13th. you know, whenever it is, you can still get in as long as it's before August 15th. August 15th is the last day to join and post your round. And we made it simple. It's just one round. You know, in the future, we may do a multi-round tournament, but we wanted to make it as easy as possible. I know a lot of guys are busy. They don't get a chance to get out there that often. So we figure if nothing else, you can sneak out there for 18 holes once in a month. But these prizes are huge. The first prize is a $500 shopping spree for Atlas Premier. We've got a $300 Ruckit golf net bundle in there. We've got a tech range finder. You name it. Lots of Arcos drivers that were given away. 18 birdies prize packs. It goes on and on and on. So check it out. And the other cool thing too is, like we said, even if you don't win a prize, we're doing a lot of this just for having fun with it. That was the whole point of this to start. We wanted to have ways that people can get together. Well, here we're going to be able to virtually get together. You can share videos, pictures from your round, your, you know, updates from your round right in our podcast group on Facebook. We're telling everybody, use the hashtag Golficity Virtual Open to share your pictures and videos on things like Instagram. So it's a way that even though we're separated by large distances, we can kind of all come together and enjoy it. And we're going to be talking about it here on the show. We're going to be talking about the leaderboard. We're going to post that leaderboard. So really cool stuff. Definitely got to get in there. Got to check it out. I can't wait, Mike.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Other thing I want to talk about, a couple episodes ago, we did our 3-club challenge. That was a lot of fun. We've also got a video of that on our YouTube channel. If you haven't checked that episode out yet, definitely go back and listen to it. It was about 2 or 3 episodes ago. And we've had some guys who are starting to roll in and you know, we challenged ourselves and then we challenged our audience to go out and do it. And we're seeing some really cool club combinations because you can only play 3 clubs. It can be any club in your bag, any 3 clubs in your bag. But once you lock in those 3, you got to use them for the entire round, tee to green. And some guys are putting the putter in there, which only leaves them with 2 other clubs. And some people forego the putter. The jury's kind of out whether it was a mistake to forego the putter when we did it, because I could not putt with that 4 iron. Mm-hmm. But really cool, fun little challenge. If you haven't checked it out, I think you definitely got to do so.
Yeah, now we're going back to that course where we played the 3-club challenge, and we're going to use our full bag next week. So curious to see how it's going to shake out.
Dude, if we shoot worse with our whole bag, what do we do? Just hang up the game?
I don't know. I think we do. I think we do, man. I don't know.
Well, we were both surprised by how well we played, but it's amazing what it does for your game, because it really just forces you to play like a really smart, you know, each shot, play through every shot, like we're really thinking it through. So
yeah,
we'll see. We're gonna have to the key to it is it's a learning exercise. The key to it is to keep that discipline when you go out there and you do play with the full bag and be able to play that much better. So we'll see.
Right. Yeah. We'll see for sure.
All right. So let's do a quick word from our sponsor, Mike. And then I want to jump into tonight's topic. And it's just talking about how to get a little bit more enjoyment out of the game. And this is something that what I like about the podcast too, is these podcast episodes are always available. You can go to golficity.com, just click podcast, and we've got a listing of every episode. If ever you get to a point where you're really frustrated with your game, this is one of those episodes you may want to come back and listen to, because you may be on top of your game right now. And then you know how golf is. It's kind of fleeting. In a couple months from now, you could be at the bottom. So it's something, just ways to kind of refresh yourself and just refocus so that you can keep going with it. But I'm excited to talk about that. Let's just do a quick word from our sponsor first.
You may know the USGA mostly for their 14 annual championships and competitions. Their championships are widely looked upon as the ultimate tests in golf, but there's a lot about the USGA that you may not know.
Yeah, Mike, you've heard us mention it before, but I'm seriously impressed by the fact that the USGA's innovation team has just come up with a resource management app that helps course superintendents know how to better allocate their resources and help ensure a better experience for golfers. Plus, the USGA's handicap system helps level the playing field and it makes the game more social.
Yeah, and along with the RNA in Scotland, the USGA is modernizing the game's rules. They're even asking us for feedback, and they invite us to share with them anytime online. So there's a lot to love about golf, and the greatness of the game brings out the best in all of us. Discover more at usga.org.
Okay, so golf. Golf is the game we all love to hate, right? We always hear that. We hear the love-hate relationship. We hear things like a good walk spoiled. You know, we see people all the time on Instagram throwing their club, wrapping a club around a tree or doing something crazy mm-hmm. like that, right? And what that really comes down to is it's a matter of just really reshifting our focus and thinking about it, because most people who are listening to this show right now are amateur golfers, okay? And if you're an amateur golfer, you're not getting paid to play. It's your recreation. You know, as much as we are all obsessed with the game, it's still our recreation, and we should be really playing the game for enjoyment. And I'll give you this, everyone wants to play well, and that's where a lot of that frustration comes from, is when you're not playing well. But you got to kind of remind yourself that you're choosing to spend your spare time out there on the golf course. So you really want to make the most of it by having as much fun as possible. You don't want to get to a situation where you're dreading walking out there on the first tee, because if it gets to that point, there's something wrong. You know, you either need to pack it in or again, like I said, readjust your focus. And I'm hoping you don't pack it in. I'm hoping that you do just readjust that and look at it from a different perspective. And we see this all the time. A lot of golfers just don't take that attitude out in the course. You know, they're so serious that, you know, that usually translates to a lot of nervousness, grumpiness out there. And we've all seen those type of golfers. They just look like they're having no fun. So how do you make sure you're having fun as much as possible on the links? There's a couple of ways we can do that to really look at that perspective. Okay. The first thing, and I think this is one of the most important things, is just accepting the challenge. You know, a lot of golfers, they just don't enjoy that their go around, because they right from the get-go, you know, you have a first bad hole or one or two bad holes that they play poorly, and they just never quite mentally recover. I mean, it's such a common thing that it's so easy to relate to. I know it's happened to me a million times. Mike, I'm sure it's happened to you. You get out there and you're so like amped up to play like a new course or something that you want to play, and then you duff one off the first tee, and then the rest of the day it just feels like all you want to do is get in that clubhouse and have it be over with, right? I
mean, yeah, it happens, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, it does happen. And when you were talking before about, you know, getting up to that first tee, you're right. I think everybody that steps up to the first tee, no matter what your skill level is, you're excited, right? You're amped up. I'm always amped up on the first tee. The thing about, I guess, maybe individuals who don't play as much as say you and I do. I think after the whole four or five, their head is completely out of the game.
Yeah,
because they're not there for any particular reason to take on the strategy to really, you know, play the game. You know, they go with the idea of, oh, I'm going to play golf today. I'm going to have a lot of fun. You know, like I said, they're amped up. And then, you know, after they realize that they're not very good, I got to think the mental game goes right out the window. While on the other hand, you and I, we build a game plan. We have a strategy. We accept that type of, you know, that challenge of playing the course, and then we run with it all 18, and we stay focused, right? So how do you balance that? How do you move those other people over, right?
Well, that's really the key, because I think I see this too often, that give up, you know, notion, where giving up can be one of two things, like actually just giving up and like not even completing your round, which I've seen people leave at the turn when it's really bad, right? Or mentally giving up. You know, how often is it you see guys after five holes, things are going bad, and then like they just hit the sauce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, here comes the cart girl, and it's like, just load up. Well, I guess this is going to be a drinking event now. And
right.
I understand some guys are like, well, that'll at least salvage my day, but it really doesn't do a whole lot for boosting your confidence in your golf game if you just kind of like drink your sorrows away. So
right.
I think one of the key things for anybody who struggles with this is to try to step up to that first tee without having too many expectations in your mind, because that's another thing that happens to a lot of golfers. We set a lot of very lofty expectations for ourselves, especially if you're away from the game for a little while. And this is the thing that kind of keeps us coming back. You start thinking like, oh, I fixed something with my swing, or I can do this. And you start thinking like, how well you're going to play. And you start to get these really high hopes and expectations. And then that all comes crashing down, you know, with one or two bad swings. Well, the first thing is you can kind of let those go and realize they are just one or two bad swings, okay? And then just you realize you can really bounce back. I mean, I've seen it before where guys start off really poorly and then put together an amazing back nine. Now, granted, maybe your 18-hole score isn't what you want it to be because you were put yourself too far in a hole that you couldn't recover. But that doesn't mean you can't, you know, have a lot of things that you can take away, both learning experience, but also from an experience of like just having fun with it by playing a really good back nine. I had a great conversation going with a couple of the guys in the Facebook group after one of the guys had posted a really bad round. And this is one of the things I love so much about this group is there's so many really cool, just supportive, you know, guys and gals in there. But somebody had a bad round and then everybody just kind of started posting their experience of the bad round, but like in a supportive way, like, man, it happens. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, and people are like, if nothing else, as long as you walk away learning something from that round, right. You know, it's a productive time spent, so to speak. So right. That's the thing is realizing that, not having too much expectations and realizing that it does in fact happen to everybody. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It even happens at the very, very highest levels. I mean, how often is it that we see some of the top names do amazing in a, you know, PGA Tour tournament. And then the next week, you know, if you're not the type of guys like me and you, Mike, with like the iPad set up, so we're watching Thursday and Friday rounds,
right?
You
know, uh-huh.
Some of the guys you tune on the TV on Saturday and you're like, where's Justin Thomas? Right? Like the Travelers, right? You're like,
right.
This guy comes in on fire. He's not on, where's he in the leaderboard? Oh, he missed the cut. You know,
yeah.
And you realize the huge variation and difference of these guys. And I know everyone can say, sure, these guys are still shooting 76, 77 is a bad round for them, but that's still a lot of variation. That's a 10 stroke variation for these guys. Cause when they're shooting well, they're shooting a 68 or something like that. So
right. Mm-hmm.
It just shows you that it happens to everybody. And what do you see? You know, we follow these guys on social media. Are they down in the dumps about it? No. You know, you see them, they're snapping like that they're out to dinner that night and it's already forgotten about, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. Okay. Because when you play as much golf as they do every day for so long in your life, you get to a certain point where you just accept it, that there's going to be highs and lows. And these guys are really good about that. And they bounce right back. And then the next time out they're good. Or sometimes the streak lasts a long time where it's hot and then cold. You know, you had a guy like Hunter Mahan, right? Guy who was on fire 2-3 years ago, wins the FedEx Cup, right? And then you don't hear from him much anymore. But that could all change. That could change. Like he's had a bad streak for a season or two, but that could all change. Now he'd be back on top. You don't know. But that's the thing. Right. These guys, they don't quit the game. They accept the highs and the lows. And I think that's a big, important part of it.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know, and you're totally right. I mean, in the beginning of this season, for me, for sure, blowing up left and right. I was shooting in like the upper 90s. And for me, that's, you know, horrendous. But then I just found my groove. It wasn't enjoyable playing.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to go back. I just wanted to put the clubs away early in the season. I said, this isn't right. I mean, it's only April. I mean, I can't get down on myself already, right. You know, but you know, it's a tough thing. And you know, what's even tougher when you're playing with like a group of guys and you see that happening to somebody, you see them unraveling and you just want to put your arms around them and be like, come on, buddy, it's all right.
I know.
You know, but, you know, for me, I prefer like an early blow up. If I have a couple of bogeys right off the bat, I like to then feel like it's settle in. If I start blowing up late in the round, forget it. My head is already in my car driving home.
I know. But at least as long as you can leave it there and then come back the next time or whatever it may be. But look, as you said, it can happen to everybody. We see it happen to other people. We've had it happen to us. So like, what do you do when you're in that moment? So you don't get so frustrated, you want to give up the game. So you look at the long, long-term perspective and you say, okay, I can find comfort in knowing my game's going to ebb and flow, but it could be bad. It's going to be better, whatever it may be. But in that short term, you still got to find ways to enjoy it because again, why else are you out there? And a big part of that is remember to enjoy your successes. We see way too often where it goes the other way, where we're always thinking of like our good shots. They're like these brief moments of relief from an otherwise frustrating game. Right? You're like, we hit a good shot and it's just like, oh, thank God, because that makes up for all this. What you need to do is switch gears, start to like more celebrate those good shots. You know, you hit a great drive down the middle of the fairway. Tell your buddies about it, you know, drain a long eagle or birdie putt, throw a fist bump out there, you know, get a little crazy with it. I mean, I'm not saying do it in a cocky way, but what I'm saying is, again, we're amateur golfers. We're out there to have fun with the game. So have fun with it. I know, you know, me and you, we'll laugh it off. Even look on our YouTube channel and stuff like that. People see we hit bad shots. You know, we throw the club joking around or whatever it may be. we're not embarrassed by it because of the fact that we know it happens to everybody. It happens to the at the highest level. But you'll see too, when we hit a great shot, we're high-fiving. I mean, when we played TPC River Highlands, I still remember. I try to like more get this in this mind frame where I remember those successes. I still remember those an amazing 2 7 irons we both hit from the same spot on that one hole right to the pin. I mean, we're high-fiving. We're like, yeah, man, that's the type of thing that you got to like remember. And the more you start to string those together and the more you start to remember those and those start to take up a bigger part of your golf memory rather than your bad shots, you're going to start to see an amazing thing happen. You're going to start to develop what we all want, confidence. It's when we're always worried about like, oh my God, that good shot just saved me a little bit, but now I'm going to screw it up. You know, I see that people working from that detriment standpoint all the time. I see people hit an amazing drive on the first hole and they're like, oh, great. I just hit a great drive. Now I'm going to screw it up. You know, you're already throwing yourself up. Or how many times have you seen people like, I birdied the first hole. Ugh. That's the worst sign. That means it's all downhill from here. You know, rather than switching gears and being like high five and like I birdied the first hole, no matter what, I could shoot 100 today. I could still walk away thinking, you know, I birdied the first. You know, it's just a matter of it's a simple mindset change.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about that 7-iron you hit into the green. You actually made birdie there. You went on to the drivable 4 and totally destroyed that hole. You pushed it right. And then you bounced back over the water par 3 and made a sandy par.
That's right.
So, I mean, I love how you were able to bounce back. I mean, you know, we were high-fiving after that birdie. That was a fun hole. We were celebrating our success for sure there.
And that's where, look, you could literally take that exact same situation and think about it two ways. You could think, all right, I birdied the par 4. Parred the par 3 and that little short drivable par 4 in between, I blow up with a double bogey because I pushed it in the woods. Mm-hmm. You know, I could look at it two ways. I could think, oh, you know, I destroyed my 3-hole stretch with that. Or I could look at it the other way. I had one bad hole, but other than that, I was 1 under through 2 holes on a tough stretch of the track. So you could really reframe it either way. And that's what I'm saying. If you can start to force yourself to reframe it with a little bit of positivity, trust me, it's going to go a long way for you. It's really going to improve your game. But the other thing, and this is something you mentioned before, we're talking about ways to kind of get a little bit more out of it. You say like playing with your buddies and like wanting to be supportive and stuff like that. But that's a big part of having fun with this game is getting out there and playing with some friends, you know? You know, if you play with the same group of friends over and over, you're going to get that chance to know each other's game. And that familiarity, it leads to a little bit of fun trash talking, but sometimes it leads to a little bit of encouragement too. We see it before. Sometimes my game is way off and your game is on. And then sometimes your game is off and my game is on. And what we try to do is help each other out. Like if I see something in your swing, I'm going to point it out. If you see something in mine, you'll point it out. We try to like be there to like kind of get both of our game a little bit better. That's a key thing. But either way,
I like that.
Mike, I'm the type of guy, like if I'm playing with a bunch of friends, I'm having fun out there no matter what. I used to, when I was living down in Jersey, when me and you would get together and play a lot, you know, and we play with some of our other friends in the area, those Saturday mornings, those are awesome. You know, all getting together. I mean, to me, that's such a huge part of the game. I mean, that's a huge part of the reason why we do this.
Yeah, we're not sticklers. It's a good time out there. And that exactly is one of the reasons why I love playing this game. I just love getting out there with the guys, so to speak, and just having a couple hours with them because, you know, how often do you get to do it? So absolutely.
Exactly. And another key thing, and this one probably goes without saying, but a beautiful part of this game is that no two golf courses are the same. So if you want to have a little bit more fun with it, put a little bit more, you know, excitement into your game, try experiencing some new courses. I know it can get very easy to kind of get into like a rhythm where maybe you and your buddies book the same tee time at a course, you know, every Saturday morning, whatever. And the game can get a bit stale when that happens. If that's the case, shake it up a little bit. You know, there's a million different places, you know, Golf Now, stuff like that. Check out some other courses in the area, play them. That's, again, is the beauty of the game. It's not like other games. Like, I mean, think about football. It's the same 100 yards, you know, no matter what. It doesn't matter how else. The game is always played on the same surface. For golf, it's a different story. You know, experience some different courses. Try some different And if you really want to kind of shake things up, try to put together a little golf trip, vacation, whatever, Myrtle Beach, Palm Springs, do something, get away and really enjoy it, because that can be a huge part of it. And Mike, you get to travel around and play a lot of courses often. So I know that's a huge part of your game.
Yeah, I actually like this bullet point the most here, because this kind of reminds me of my parents. That, you know, the two of them are in their retirement phase and they're looking to play golf together more and more. And they're terrible. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're really not that great, but they keep coming back because they keep traveling. And when they play these new like ocean line courses in the Caribbean, I mean, yeah, it's a cool experience, you know, because they like to play the game, and you know, visiting these new courses kind of brings them back every time. And on the flip side of it, Frank, I just want to throw out some advice out there. Forget about the scenic ones in the Caribbean. I've been trying to preach to people, like, try to find a confidence booster course in your hometown. If you're playing a tough course, like if we play, you and I, we like a Patriot Hills, those are tough courses by us. They're public, but they're tough. Try to find a cheaper muni course that you can really just dominate.
Yes.
And just boost that confidence. Because sometimes if I shoot a really bad round and I'm not feeling good about my game, I will then go to a course that's very easy and fire like an 85 and just feel really good about myself.
You're right.
You know,
we talked about that a lot in our episode. Episode on confidence. That's a little tip you can do, and a trick. Just try, you know, play a course that's easy and just like let your game just get out there and enjoy it and shoot real well. But look, there's so many reasons I love this game, but that's a big part of it, is being able to play different courses, and even not only just like different challenges, the beauty of some courses, but also the history of it. You know, you and I could not go out and play, you know, 9 innings at Yankee Stadium. We couldn't do it. You couldn't get on the field. We'd be arrested before we, you know, set foot out of the dugout. But right. What we could do, we could go play Bethpage Black, you know, home of, you know, a number of famous, you know, things that we've seen, Tiger Woods, the US Open, stuff like that. And we could be playing on the exact same greens that they're playing on. I mean, to me, that's a big part of the beauty of the game. It's like being able to do that. You know, touch a little bit of sport history by playing the exact same courses. And you just don't get to do that in other sports. We're not going to go out and, you know, play a little, you know, two-hand touch football at, you know, a giant stadium.
Right.
It's not going to happen, but we can. Yeah, you know, you and I went out and we played TPC River Highlands a couple weeks before the Travelers came through. And we're not special. Other people can do the same. You can go out and you can play these courses. So it's really cool to kind of see that. And I think that's a good part of adding that enjoyment to the game is being able to be a part of what you see on TV.
Yeah, for sure. And you could totally tell that Frank and I are from the New York metropolitan area, because right, we right. just opt for the Yankees and the Giants, right? Yankees, so that was Giants. Easy enough. But no, you make some solid points, Frank. I totally agree.
All right. And then the other thing we had as far as a point is just take some time to appreciate the outdoors. Look, at the end of the day, we all live incredibly busy lives. And more, I notice that I'm stuck behind a desk for a lot of hours, or in the house, or doing yard work, or whatever it may be. So even if my game is a disaster that day, I can find a little bit of solace in just saying, look, I'm outside having fun, you know, getting a little bit of a walk in and getting out there and getting some fresh air for a couple hours. There could be a lot worse things, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, especially when you feel like you've been stuck inside for a while, and you and I talk about, you know, the area where we come from, the Northeast. A lot of times we're cooped up for 3, 4, dare I say 5 months of the year when it's winter and it's cold. So honestly, if I'm out there, it's 85 degrees, something like that, you're not going to hear me complaining. Even if my game is off, because I know those days are fleeting and the snow is going to be back in no time. So at least I'm out there, I'm enjoying it, I'm having a good time. And just by doing that, and again, I know some of this stuff may sound like silly in a way that we're just trying to almost distract the mind, but sometimes that's what you need. You just need a perspective of finding something you can enjoy while your game is in that little bit of slump, because trust me, if you keep working, if you keep grinding, if you keep doing what we say here week in and week out, your game is going to improve. It's going to be better. The lows won't be as low, you know, and you'll be able to get to that point. So these are the types of things you can do to find your way through it and just feel a little bit better about it when you do have that slump. So hopefully that helps everybody. If you have your own pointers and tips, things that help you when you, when you're going through these slumps, let us know. Post them in the Facebook group, which again, you can get to by going to Facebook, just searching The Golf Podcast under groups. You're going to see our group pop up. It's a free group. This is, doesn't cause anything to be involved. Just join the group, post some of your experiences there. We'd love to hear them. All right, that's everything we have. But before we wrap it up, once again, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode, the USGA. You may know the USGA mostly for its championships, but did you know the USGA is working to modernize golf's rules by making them easier to understand and apply, and that they're working with golf facilities to help reduce their dependency on critical resources, including a reliance on water? Or the USGA's handicap system is used in more than 40 countries around the world. There's a lot to love about golf, and the greatness of the game brings out the best in all of us. Discover more at usga.org. Okay, Mike, again, I just want to put it out there. Check out the Golficity Virtual Open. It is 100% free. You get to play. You get to have a good time. You're probably going to be playing around anyway in the next 30 days, so you might as well log it. The 18 Birdies app has an awesome little feed feature, social media feature, where you can talk to everybody who's in the tournament. Post some of your own experiences, post some pictures, post them in the Facebook group or on Instagram. Use that hashtag Golficity Virtual Open, but it's a great way for us all to at least virtually get together, play together, and get a chance to win some huge, really great prizes from a lot of our really cool sponsors who are good enough to donate those. So that's everything we have. Check us out again next week, and you can get to everything we talked about this week by going to the show notes at golficity.com/episode 176. All right, good luck in the tournament. We'll see you out there.